Guys, OMG, we are finally back. Queen of the South, season 3. I cannot believe it's finally time to be back. And Teresa and Camila are coming in strong, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, wham, get it. Yo quiero, yo quiero dinero.
Hey, okay. I mean, they want some dinero, let me tell you. Oh, I love it. Okay. Launder that money. What is up, After Buzzers? You can tell this panel is going to be good.
What's up?
It's going to be good, and this season is going to be insane. What's up, everyone? My name is Candace Cruz, and I've got a wonderful new panel over here to my left.
Yes, guys. I'm Alex Bowers.
I'm Jorge Payo.
And this is Queen of the South. Oh, yes. La Ermineta.
No. Ermineta.
Yes, I said it right. You guys, I tried.
Ermitana.
I was close. I had to reread it. I was wrong. Now it's right. But this episode was simply insane.
Yes.
Especially
for our first episode.
Right?
How did it fit so much in one episode? Oh, it felt like a full-on movie.
I don't know. Literally. These writers, guys... killing it every single time. How they fit that much in 45 minutes, I don't even know.
And you don't feel cheated either. Everybody's story and the evolution between from the season finale of last year, mm-hmm. and you saw the seeds that were planted then, mm-hmm. and you see, and now it's 6 months later and all sprouting out. You're like,
It's crazy.
Yeah. It was very fluid, down. Which I love. And later on in the show, we are going to have a little surprise for you guys. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be a lot of surprises this entire season. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I am pumped. But let's hop right in there because Teresa is not messing around.
At all.
No.
6 months later, she's now in Malta and taking the matters into her own hands.
Yes. Well, this seems like this season is about her establishing herself and really... living up to her future queenness.
Yes.
Right?
Which we do get to see a little bit of future queen and on a boat.
Right.
Which was kind of confusing for me at the beginning. I was like, wait, is she already at that level? Like, did we hop that far?
Well, anytime I see her in a white suit, I just think future Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Teresa.
There you go.
Roll the R. Roll the R.
Teresita.
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 Bote in there. I love him so much.
Hemke's great.
He's amazing. But future queen blowing up the boat, man.
Which is interesting, and I'm just thinking about this now, because later on in the episode, she says how she values life.
Mm-hmm.
That first scene is not that at
all. No, not at all.
That is not valuing... Mm-hmm. Valuing... valuing life. I should have done some tongue twisters before.
Oh, my gosh. But she is making life her own, and clearly... Mm-hmm. Being queen is not always
not easy.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown, as they say.
Yeah, well, a queen gets lonely every once in a while, too. Uh-huh. Let me just say that. I mean,
clearly.
First 5 minutes, and Teresa is getting some of her own.
It was her first mistake this season, right?
Say it's a mistake. I mean, yes, it was. Okay, strategically.
Strategically, it was a mistake.
Right.
But, humanely, obviously, I mean, it's been a few months. Girl had an itch that needed to be scratched. Yeah,
exactly. I'm female empowerment. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Got to take care of yourself.
And that waiter was full on all game, too.
Yeah, I mean, he was watching her.
Yeah.
He knew every week, every time she would come in, like clockwork.
Yeah.
Which is not good either, if you really think about it, if you are running a cartel to have your patterns followed by anybody.
Oh, yeah. Right.
By anybody, especially someone that's not involved. At first, I thought he was going to be like a snitch.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being that lady following her throughout the...
Mm-hmm. Well, she thought it was going to be a... she had that dream that that she was caught all of a sudden because it was a snitch. So I thought that too.
Oh, yeah.
At that moment, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Wait, don't we still have like 40 minutes of show left?
Right?
To
I'm like, oh my God, she's already here?
She's
dang.
Here?
How does this happen?
Yes. She got out of bed real quick when she was dreaming that.
Yeah.
But isn't it weird that like your subconscious tells you and like warns you?
Yeah.
Because inadvertently, it almost was like foretelling of what may be to come.
Right.
Maybe not the same scenario, but
I mean,
enough.
That's the nature of Teresa's life. Is she's always on the, she's always being hunted. Right?
Always.
She's always on the run. I mean, that was the first season, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good portion of the second season, right? Mm-hmm. And now we start off with a bang. And boy, can Alicia Braga run?
Yes, she can.
She's a sprinter, that one.
And dart and weave, bob and weave, bob and weave, bob and weave. Oh my God. But like Pote is literally, the two of them together is very interesting to see without anybody else involved.
Yeah.
Don't James, don't have Widdle, we don't have anybody. It's literally just the two of them. And to see the relationship.
And he's a great cook on top of it all.
I know.
I mean, what more could you want in your second in command besides him being a ruthless killer and a good cook?
Yeah, well, apparently, I went to the premiere the other night, and his little backstory was that he was originally a chef for Epifanio, and they realized he was good with a knife, and then he became a hitman.
Mind blown.
Yeah. Mind blown.
I just rewatched the pilot today, and there's this part where a butcher's knife comes out of nowhere to hack off Chino's fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good for you, man. That's
back. Yep. Yeah. See that fluid through line there.
You guys are smart. Whoever's writing this show, you're really, really smart.
Shout out to all of them, Natalie, Jorge, Ryan, everybody. They're amazing. Yeah. But I really liked watching Teresa grow in this episode because, I mean, it is 6 months forward. She's already killed Epifanio. Mm-hmm. She's gone forward and, like, now knows that she's on the hunt.
Doubled the cash that they took from the plane.
Exactly. Yes.
So that was $10 million that took off the plane. Now they got $20 million.
Mm-hmm. In a cage. Just off, you know. Yeah. Let me just lock it up through. You can literally see through the grate. Everybody knows there's money in there.
Right.
All right. But I mean, you don't want to get, like, you know, a couple German shepherds or something to guard that money.
I would think, but it's just especially a duo right now.
Are following her, clearly.
Yeah.
You would think
though, of all people to track, right. Teresa, let's send this little bitty, like,
who's
woman
hiding?
Just
she's
like.
She's hiding like this, like, she doesn't even know how to hide, like, come on.
No. And she's wearing a beret and an army jacket.
Yeah.
And can't run and to save her life.
It's Teresa Mendoza. Like, come on.
It's Teresa Mendoza.
Gotta be quicker than that.
And
if you're going to be catching Teresa Mendoza, you got to be on the ball. Yeah.
And also look up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, that
come
killed
on.
Me.
Like, look up around your surroundings, girl. If you are a military official, look everywhere.
Right.
I'll give you that.
She's like tunnel vision. Girl. Goodness, that killed me.
It just straight down the way.
It's a little too fembot for me.
Well, she does end up dealing with Rocco, which what exactly do we think? I know he's a money launderer, but like, what else?
He throws Eyes Wide Shut parties, apparently.
Which is creepy.
He only likes working with women. We know that.
Yeah.
He dresses really all the women alike.
Yeah.
Like they all had the same
like
haircut.
Fetish.
They all had the same haircut, right?
So wait, weren't they wearing berets too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So was that girl tracking Teresa for Rocco?
I think she said something like that when she got in the club.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
did. For some odd reason, I was tying it to...
To Camilla?
Camilla.
No, that was all Rocco was following her from the top.
Oh,
yeah.
Crazy. Oh, guys.
Yeah, another creepy.
Light bulb. He is creepy. But, like, does anyone... my question is, I understood to an extent of what he does, but what is the purpose? What is
of a
he
money
like?
Launderer?
Yeah.
A money launderer. Okay, so let me educate you guys.
I know he's got
activity.
Bitcoin.
All right. So he takes the money that's made from all the drug dealing and then makes it legitimate.
He cleans
the money.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So
now
he
I know
launders
him.
The money.
Because she can't just have that money sitting there forever. Yeah. She needs it somewhere in some account, you know?
In order to
make
be
it real.
Yeah, in order to be able to move around with it. Otherwise it's just cash in a cage and you can't and she needs to be on the run, so she needs to be able to access that money wherever she is.
Mm-hmm. Guys, all of this is making so much sense now. I was wondering why they call it money laundering and now I know.
I knew it from my time in the mob. Oh. So yeah.
Wait. Wow.
Oh, I just announced that.
Like, I don't want to be on this panel anymore. Give me off. Just kidding.
Past tense.
Okay, so I'm safe right now.
Yeah, you're safe right now. Right now.
Right now. Yeah. Like, right this second. Okay, right if I don't come back next week, guys, come looking for
you
me.
You know why.
Is all I'm saying. Just saying. But speaking of bosses, though, and dealing with large sums of money, Camila is like, up in the ante right now because she's now taken over as governor.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was a shock, but I mean, I kind of, I wasn't too surprised, but I was like, already?
I mean, I was kind of like, the whole premise in the beginning of the series was that she didn't want that life. She wanted to run the business. So then when she became governor, it's like she took over Epifanio's dream. So I think maybe she's just carrying on his ultimate plan.
That, but also I feel like it's the smartest decision you could make. Yeah. Like, if you were trying to run a drug cartel under radar, why not throw your entire population off the scent and be like, I'm getting rid of it.
Yeah,
and plug this propaganda in their mind and be actually, like, underhandedly running it.
Which,
like,
is what Epifanio tried to do, but he's clearly not as smart as Camilla.
As Camilla. Well, or he didn't explain it to Camilla well enough, otherwise those two would still be together.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Epi. Yeah.
I really was upset when he died.
Really?
Yes!
Wasn't that sad?
No, see, here's the thing. I saw the humanity in him, and which, I again, is a tribute to the writers and the actors, is that they did a great job of actually, like, humanizing all of these characters. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel for Camilla, even though she is the quote-unquote, like, villain, depending on what side you're looking at the spectrum, but she just lost her husband. She has to take over the family business, even though it's not the way that she wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. Like, she's left with a teenage daughter.
Who is growing up right in front of her eyes.
Exactly. And then the person that she trusted the most, that was her right-hand person, two right-hand men, went and betrayed her and ended up killing up her husband.
But, like, they really betray her.
Well, James didn't betray
her. She tried to set Teresa up.
Right, so no, I get that, betrayal. But, like, again, I'm just thinking perspective. Okay, like, that's why I kind of felt bad for Epifanio, is, like, I saw perspective of, like, how he got into the business, and, like, he has a daughter and a family that he's just trying to look out for.
Well, that actor had, like, brilliant moments of just, like, of humanity himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw how he was affected when the Colonel first came in and killed Batman. Remember when Batman was on the barbecue pit?
Oh, sad. And they were eating him.
Yeah. That was just too much.
No, and they showed it, too.
They showed it, yeah. Goodness. That's some good props, man.
Throwback. Throwback I did not need.
I digress. But even during then, and then later on, when he took out his revenge on the Colonel, he was like, this one's for Batman, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I just want to play a character named Batman now. No.
Well, I'll call you Batman the rest of the season if you'd like me to.
Would you?
Sure.
Thank you. You don't know what that means to me.
You're welcome. So glad I can make dreams come true on this after show. But Camilla is now, I mean, girl is like playing solitaire to the extreme with these drones that are like going with the drugs over the border. I'm sorry. How dumb can you be, though, to be doing the drones when you realize that obviously she did it on purpose
now we know that. But in general,
like, to me, why would you do it directly over the border? Wouldn't you find, like, some type of, like, where it's not as, like, concentrated with military?
Right.
Right?
That would make sense. I mean, I don't think they expected them to be there at all. Wherever it was that they were planning to send the drones over, they were not expecting the DEA to be there
at all.
And
also do a test run without actually sending real product. That's a lot of money.
That was a lot. That was, what, 20?
Raining white. It was snowing.
There were some happy scorpions in that desert. Or, you know, I'm just saying. All of a sudden, all the insect life in the desert, and a couple of lizards just, like, doing push-ups.
Whoa! Okay, you got me on that one. I wasn't expecting that one.
It was like, ooh, it's snowing. Let's have a party. There's like disco music going off in the desert. There's a rattlesnake just shaking his head.
Oh my god. Stop. No.
Well, now she got to deal with Boaz, and he's not shaking no maracas.
He's pissed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
As he should be.
But him walking in there, though, he is a slimy mother effer.
Yeah, and can we talk about his taste? What is up with that gold statue?
Man, it didn't even really look like Epifanio to me.
No.
What was with the hat?
Bro, come on.
I think it was supposed to look like him, but he just put his name at the bottom. He's like, this is actually me, but we'll change the name later.
Something.
It's a gift.
Look nothing like Epifanio.
But like, you just fell into this money. You shot your brother in cold blood.
Yeah, that was too
just
much.
A few episodes ago, which time-wise was not even a year ago.
Right.
And now you're like throwing money at like gold statues and all this crap, like at an engagement party.
It is a a little unstable. Yeah. Very unstable. I don't trust a leader that is just like throwing it all around like that and just and has no discipline. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah.
Discipline, structure, name it. He's just not there. Yeah.
And he lost his son already. So, I mean, he's just like given no.
No, Kika's his son.
Oh, I mixed it up. I'm so sorry.
Pedro is the one that we lost.
Yes.
Which was like, good. Bye.
He can go.
He doesn't have his tongue. They cut his tongue. As it should have.
Again, yeah.
Well, that was just brilliant.
It really was.
Yeah.
He was saying disparaging things about you. Mm-hmm. So I cut out his tongue, my queen. Ciao.
Oh. Great. Great voices.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Gracias.
But Isabella and Kike are now engaged. Yay!
Yeah, I'm happy about that. Definitely.
Didn't we
happy.
See that coming though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, she told
her parents.
Right.
When they were on the runway, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did she say?
Yeah.
She told them that she was going to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they could form an alliance.
She's 18. 19.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
She just graduated high school.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I actually heard someone when we were watching it the first time round that when she was trying on her bridal gown and was talking to her mom and saying, don't tell me the truth. I can handle it. I'm an adult. Treat me like an adult. And she's like, girl, you just graduated high school.
Yeah.
Like, she also has seen a lot in a short time and now is like, you know,
in line.
She's in line for the throne.
Mm. I kind of think Camila is thinking of this as a business move more so than just supporting her daughter. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Do you think at some point she's going to like turn Kike or something?
I think Kike is always going to be on Isabella's side though. Yeah. So he's going to go against his dad. I don't think he really likes his dad, to be honest with you.
We haven't even really seen any scenes with him and his dad yet, have we?
Other than like a couple times and that's
it.
They seem like polar opposites, personality-wise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And whether that was a deliberate choice or just the actor's choices, they just do not seem like they...
They are father and son.
Because he was late to the celebration.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, because
he was lugging along that ugly ass.
They just look like they have a bad relationship. Yeah. Like, just like, yeah, you're my dad, but so what? Who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
So does that mean that, is Kika in line for Boaz's position?
I think right now he would be still, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But then that means he's also in line with Isabella and Camila. So he's winning right now.
But Camila will win either way, then. Because if she's trying to get rid of Boaz, maybe she won't. Maybe she'll just have Kika take over his spot, and then she can be in his ear.
Oh.
We're getting in predictions early.
Early, guys.
Well, other than that, I know that we have so much to cover because they did a lot in this episode. Jeez. But Don Rinaldo and his niece are not favorites of mine either.
No. Well, Don Rinaldo's been around for a while. I don't remember the niece. Is this her first
episode?
I believe so,
This is her introduction? Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen his backward ways to that extent.
Where he was like saying, be the mom and take care of the fruit of your looms.
Loin, whatever. Yeah.
There's a lot of mansplaining. And I just want to say, I'm sorry.
But I will say, though, kudos to the mansplaining because these women shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
So then they really get to be a queen. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think, as much as Camila was pissed off about the situation, she's like, You can keep thinking that. I'm just going to keep doing all my power moves and we'll figure it
out.
Mm-hmm.
She was quick to say, salute, and just keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was just like, whatever y'all think.
Which I think is also like a bigger power move than like if she would have argued.
Right.
I think succumbing to that is more.
Well, that's what's always made her the queen because she's a thinker.
Yeah.
She doesn't make a move without like being 3 steps ahead.
Right.
You know?
And she doesn't do her dirty laundry either.
No.
Mm. No.
No. That is another thing, yeah.
You know what pissed me off, though, was General Cortez when he came in and said, let me have a man-to-man talk.
Oh, yeah, with Rinaldo? But what was that? Was that him saying, let me have a man-to-man talk? Or was it that him saying, let me go and, you know, be an enforcer. Be your enforcer.
I read it as being like, oh, you're a woman. Let me do the man-to-man.
Right.
Thing. I can talk to him. I can handle it. It was almost like mansplaining again. It's like, oh, honey, let me handle him.
Right.
Okay, because I mean, because I read it kind of the other way of like, hey, I'm your enforcer. Let me go and take his arm and put it behind his back for you.
I mean, it could have been read either way, but for me, it's like a woman power. Coming from that.
Well, exactly. Yeah, ultimately.
Yeah. Ultimately. So that's why I looked at it your way.
Yeah, and right. I also don't think he respects Camila at all.
Really?
At all. I think he's playing her a game just as much as she's playing his game.
Right.
Yeah,
they
don't
trust each other, which is a ticking time bomb.
Right.
Oh, that's going to be a beautiful mess when that happens. There's going to be a lot of gunplay and explosions.
I am ready for it.
Ready, yeah.
I thought he was dead a long time ago with that creepy blood scene last season. I was like, just die.
Mm-hmm.
No, but then he walked away with the clown's hat and the cigar.
It was a mess.
It was hilarious.
I was so sad to see him so alive.
Like, why?
Oh, but he makes a good villain.
Yeah, I mean, he does.
A villain like that, and Yancy Arias is like playing it to he's got that character on lock.
Yeah,
you know,
and he's one of the nicest people.
Yeah.
It throws you when you actually meet him. You're like, oh, you're really nice. I'm kind of scared of you, but you're really nice.
But you ate a guy.
You cooked him.
You're on a spit. What's up with that?
Well, I want to go kind of into a little bit more of the drama, which is definitely something that we know a lot about here on the Queen of the South panel.
Yes, we do. So After Buzzers, as you know, here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works as hard as we do to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels and podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channel also helps you discover new shows that we're sure you'll love. Since you're already tuned into our drama channel, you might be interested in The Bold Type, The Affair, Queen Sugar, 13 Reasons Why, you know, all of that good stuff. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, so just don't be shy about subscribing to them. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't be, because they're optional. I know you guys hate those. And it's easy, you know? Just hit that subscribe button now, and it's even easier experience, AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll actually shout you out on air. And yeah, thanks for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
You guys really are amazing fans.
Yes.
For all of you all that were so involved last year, I hope you're as involved this year.
Yeah.
We're ready for an amazing season.
And bring your friends.
Yeah, bring your friends. Invite them all. Yeah.
A lot of good content.
Yeah. I mean, Queen of the South fans run deep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they are loyal.
Yeah.
Completely. But talk about loyalties, though. There are none in this show.
At all. Let's think of one.
Well,
so,
Porte.
Okay,
he's
a loyal.
Yeah, that's it, though. That's
and
it.
They, and
oh, Kike and...
And Isabella.
Isabella.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? Anyone else? I was going to say, wait a second here. Are there more than I need?
Camila and the business. She's very
loyal. And her daughter.
And her daughter.
The general to the helicopter things. To the drones.
That's it. He really was upset when that happened.
Yeah.
It was like a breakup. He's like, oh my God, I died.
I wanted to hear like sad bassoon music at that point. Wah, wah.
Well, they are like,
oh, perfect.
Thank
you. That was amazing. Thank you, Tony, for that. I loved it. Shout out to Tony in the booth for all the wonderful sound effects and lights. Oh, you weren't going to throw us one then right there? Okay, cool. Fine. That's whatever. But anyways, we got all these different switcheroos. Like, Alonzo Loya, wasn't he, like, just on Team Teresa? Like,
well,
just
he
saying.
Was right. Using Teresa.
I know, but he was still on her team
nice
a little bit more. Yeah.
When they were in the cabin.
Well, yeah, they almost died together.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to have a
so
nice.
So I was, like, shocked to see him with Camille because they just had this kind of, like, intimate moment. You know, they started kind of trusting each other. He was just like, I'm going to come after you. I didn't think he would come after her with Camila.
Well, I don't think he did either.
That was crazy.
Well,
so,
wait,
Camila's going
that,
against General Cortez, and now with Alonzo.
Yeah.
But she's using Alonzo. She's using Cortez to get Teresa. She's using Alonzo to get Boaz. Man, Camila is dope.
Mm-hmm.
She's like
has her hands
got fiery dogs.
She's like, I'm going to use this one for that. I'm going to use this one for... She, yeah, it's like, she's like playing with action figures.
Yeah.
It's great. Cool.
Yeah. It's insane. But she's got to keep General Cortez just close enough. Mm. But he is double-crossing her with all of this, I feel like.
Well, he calls Boaz at the end of the episode, mm-hmm. right? And says, we need to meet. Let's just hermano, let's just keep it between us. Eh?
Right.
And Boaz is like, yeah, man, okay. Hey. But I'm judging this contest first.
Right. I'm picking the winner this week.
I'm picking the winner this week. Okay.
It's not how pageants work, guys. I promise you.
At all.
No. No. Either way. But do you think that there's going to be a little something between Alonso and Camila?
Man.
No.
You don't?
No. Like, what do you mean, like...
Come on.
Something, I mean, they set that scene up.
When she opened the door to the hotel room, I was like...
This would not be the first time that Camila slept with someone to get what she needed.
Right. But I feel like he sees through her. He just needs her now because he wants his badge back.
Yeah, he wants his badge back, but he's also a man.
And he's also in a place of desperation.
That's very true.
And when you're in a place of desperation, you're very malleable. You know, you can be and that's what Camila's good at. She's good at seeing somebody's weakness and then twisting it and using it against them.
Yeah. Okay,
I mean, sharing a drink like that, the way that it was set up, I just feel like something... More may happen or may allude to that. Mm. Maybe not actually happen.
Yeah.
But she may play him like a fiddle, use him to his extent, do her business, and be like...
Kill him off or something?
No, I don't think kill him, but be like, oh, well, you dug yourself into a hole.
Thank you for your service. You don't get your
badge back.
And you just
thank you
me
for
out.
Your service. Yeah. You can't come after me now.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Hmm.
Like, I could see that type of scenario playing out. But who's to say?
That's what especially she did with the lawyer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we're also going to see his wife probably later on in the season is what I'm assuming.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I would assume.
She's still alive.
We haven't seen the son
she's still
either.
Alive. Remember, she escaped.
Oh, snap. I forgot.
So I feel like she'll team up with Teresa later on.
That's right.
Not a spoiler. I'm just assuming.
Did she escape with Tony?
Yeah.
The kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been wondering what happened to Tony. I forgot about that for a moment. Okay. That's right.
So I feel like there's going to be a lot of those.
They got hidden somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere.
They got to show up at some point. Because
they couldn't stay in Dallas. We know that.
Yeah.
Nope. No telling.
Who knows? But Teresa and Pote are still loyal, but they did a little double crossing with the port cop.
Oh, that was a cool scene.
That was amazing.
That was a really cool scene.
What was your favorite part about it?
How she saw what was happening. And was just like, wait a minute. These guys are full of it. Tell me, what do you want? she just comes out, what do you really want? Like, she saw it coming. Yeah, she sees the angles. You know, and that's like her superpower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she were to have a superpower, she sees, she sees three moves ahead.
Mm-hmm. But I think Pote thinks that's her weakness at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because she thinks she's seeing three steps ahead, but I don't think she's had enough experience in the game to just always be right, you know? Because that could have turned out bad.
Yeah.
There could have been people up at the top somewhere ready to, you know?
But I also think she sees through humanity. Mm-hmm. Like, because she had to deal at the very beginning of her life, like, within the streets and doing all the money laundering herself and dealing with cash, like a... What was her actual title called?
She was a money changer.
Money changer or something. So like being able to read people.
Currency exchange, yeah. Something like that.
Like something like that. But you have to be able to read people intuitively just by looking in their eyes and like automatically knowing body language. And she's very good at that and plays that to her strength.
But do you think she trusts too much? I feel like she trusts everyone.
I think it's between her. Like one of the differences between her and Camila is like while Camila has... planned three moves ahead of everybody, Teresa's still improvising. She's still improvising three moves ahead of everybody.
She is.
And so that's like the major difference between the two of them and where she's got room to grow and learn.
Right.
Because she's always like, well, then we got to do this.
Right.
Okay, then, so that's the problem, so we go and do this.
She's always on the defense.
Yeah. And, which also gets her in trouble, because remember what happened with the gang, right? At the end of last season, she thought that they were the ones that switched the coke on her. Are those guys going to come back?
Oh, I hope so.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Those guys are still around.
They didn't finish.
They did not finish. They have a grudge.
I mean, they're in Dallas. I feel like they're still. I mean, obviously, Camila is not in Dallas anymore.
Right.
No one's in Dallas right now.
I thought James was supposed to go to Dallas.
Well, I mean, can we just hop to it? That last shot was great.
I was shocked.
He's back.
The whole time I was like, where's James?
Yeah.
Mm. I wonder if Camila knows where he is. You don't think? Like, well, he can't be away that long without her wanting to keep tabs.
I think she knows he's already, like, hop ship.
Yeah.
Think?
It's been 6 months.
Well, he hasn't been gone for 6 months, I doubt.
But James can go. I mean, we haven't seen him since the whole thing on the plane, and he just walked away.
Yeah.
He just walked away. So
I think that's enough ties right there as it is to be like, bye.
He said in that moment, me and Camila are done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he has no more loyalty to her. What did she give him? $9 million out of the $27 million?
And he left.
And then he left.
Yeah.
I wish we would have had like one more scene with the two of them, Camila and James. Just one more.
Oh, I'm sure they're kind of have plenty.
No, but I mean before this season so that we could have seen like how that ended. But maybe they'll do like they did with the ex-DEA agent and do a flashback. You know how they flashback what he had been going through for those 2 months? Maybe they'll show us what happened with her and James.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I mean, they still don't completely get that relationship. I'm sure there's... Like, why was he so fiercely loyal to her?
Also, why did he... Because I thought him and Teresa were, like, donezo after the way that he treated her last time around. Right. Like, I thought he was full-on Team Camila and, like, out. Because Teresa had picked Guido over...
Over James. Right. Mm-hmm. But James still has some sort of...
Unfinished business with
her. He didn't shoot her. In last season.
Well, yeah, that's true, because he could have easily shot her.
Yeah, right. She was 15 feet away. He could have easily gotten her.
Okay, all right, yeah. I mean, I'm glad he's back. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I was all teams James for the whole first half of life.
Have you ever wanted him to be with Teresa?
Team James, yes, I was Team James all the way. I wanted to be. But at the end, though, I was totally Team Widow.
I've never been Team Widow. No. He's just bad news, and he's just a liar, and he's a rat. And I just want
he's
James.
Always protected her. No. Always. Yes.
He's lied to protect her.
Exactly.
I mean, whatever.
We haven't seen him yet, so he's not back into the team yet.
We'll see what happens. I mean, yeah, last time we saw him, he was on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we already saw flashbacks of him this episode, too, so you never know.
Yeah.
He'll show back up again at some point.
Well, clearly Teresa was missing both of them because her mistake... Yes. As we call it, got her into some deep doo-doo and ended up almost costing her life.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They found her.
It sure as heck cost that poor waiter his face.
Oh, no. It was a nice face. You have a nice face, sir.
Ooh, not so pretty anymore.
No.
Not at all.
But like, if anybody remembers in the comments below, let us know what the henchman was that found the waiter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I cannot remember his name for the life of me, but he is running under General Cortez, obviously. Mm-hmm. And this is like right after he talked to Boaz as well, right?
Yes.
Was it right after or right before?
I think it was within the same time frame. It was after.
Yeah. But was it that henchman that threw the bomb?
No. It was two other people on a motorcycle. So there was two guys on a motorcycle and then another. So basically it was a couple other stuntmen.
Yeah. And then they came around and realized that she wasn't dead yet, tried to shoot at her.
But there were two people. Did you see the two extras? The two
they're
back-
they're gone.
What was their backstory?
Right.
Just a couple out for a nice meal.
In Malta. And maybe, then they just blow up.
Maybe it was their honeymoon. Oh,
sad thing is, I actually thought of that when I was sitting there. I was like, those poor people were just trying to have a meal. And now they're dead. Like, that's awful. She got away. But can I go back a little bit before the bomb went off of her coming into this fortune teller?
I need to know what it meant. I want to look it up.
That's the title of the episode.
The ermitana, the hermit.
But what exactly did it mean?
She is a hermit, and even the queen is talking to her right before it happened. Is that she's like, "What did you expect?"
Yeah,
because she does close herself off because she's been hurt so many times, and she's keeping herself in the hermit mode.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And her in her heart is always what gets her into trouble. Mm-hmm. It is. Which is like when you so backtracking again to the opening scene of her future queen on that boat, right? And she's talking about how Impote brings the bag on the boat, and you're wondering what's in the bag, what's in the bag, what's in the bag, right? And then the other the Federales are closing in on them and get on the boat, and then and she and Impote just get on a little ship and take off, and then boom, blow it up, and then just like three or four scenes later, she's talking about how she values life over Camila, how Camila doesn't value life, but she values life. So obviously. Future queen.
Something happens.
Something happens. Yeah. And she becomes more and more closed off.
I don't think she necessarily wants to kill still. Like, even, I don't think future queen wants to kill either. It's just, it's part of the business.
It's a necessary evil.
Yeah.
Well, also, I'm so excited that King George is back.
We
forgot to mention him earlier, but
he's fun.
He is great.
Yeah.
Like, he his literally energy, is just everything. The best, like, comedic relief out of the entire show.
He is.
Him and Impote are the only like comedic reliefs in this entire show.
Yeah.
Every once in a while there will be a one-liner from someone else, but those are the two.
Everyone else is serious.
You need him for that levity, man.
Yeah. You really do. Yeah. All right, Principessa. Let me tell you, that's not a smart move, man.
Wait,
no.
What did he say?
Oh, do like Cyndi Lauper said, money makes everything better, something like that. He's great. I'm ready for some more one-liners. And the guy is just doing this for fun. That's what always got me. I'm like, he's just doing this because, like, he doesn't need it. He just wants to do it.
Yeah. I mean, he actually cares about his crew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really loves his crew. Yeah.
I remember, like, there was an episode last season where a couple of his guys got killed. Yeah. And
he was
not happy with
it. Well, it's interesting, though, going back again, where Camila was doing her, like, map out before she was talking to General Cortez about talking to Don Ronaldo and whatnot, of finding the boat that went to Malta because of the Somalians that were in the port that she knew about. And then they realized that that meant that's where Teresa was in Spain.
Right.
Because she deals with King George, who also has Somalians on his crew.
Mm-hmm. Right. Ooh, so many 6 degrees of separation.
Right? Not even, like two. There's so much, guys, and I know that we like ran through a lot. And I feel like it's going to be that way the entire season.
Yeah, I feel like there might be a Scantron test at the end of each one. Like,
because
there's a lot of new characters being introduced too, and I'm like, what are these people's names?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm excited to see when we finally get to see Camila and Teresa like intercept a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like their storylines cross a little bit more. But hopping to our like special segment, news and gossip, fun stuff. But I'm waiting for the lights and the music. There it is!
TV News.
Yes. So Tuesday was the fan premiere of Queen of the South, which was amazing. And that's why I said these fans run deep, because they had this amazing party on Tuesday in Hollywood.
Was it?
It was at New House.
Oh, cool.
Over off of Sunset. And they invited a lot of the cast members were there. So we had James was there. Isabella was there. Camila was there. Pote was there. A couple of the writers and showrunner, Natalie Chaides, David T. Friendly. But a lot of amazing people were there, and they did this whole like event party for fans. Mm-hmm. Most of them were just fans that went, and it was a white party. You have to dress like a queen. But they had people doing hair and makeup. They had people doing nails. It was just an amazing experience. They did this cool, like, I think I have it in my little bag that they gave me. They did, I got to make my own poster, guys.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, they had like this little photo booth that you could do like your own Queen of the South poster,
it's
which
you
is like,
on there.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh,
yeah.
I just have the dress.
So it make it rain.
All
right. Yeah, isn't that cool? And then they gave everyone that went to the party this little bag. And it says Queen of the South USA on it. And that's my wonderful red lipstick. It's Camila's lipstick, guys. Ooh. Which also, cool tidbit, they said that Camila, the way she gets into character, like her moment, her method to become Camila, is when she does the lipstick and she'll put it on. They'll do her full makeup, but they will not do her lipstick. She does her lipstick and she'll do it in the mirror and then like stand taller and then just walk away in her heels.
And that's how she gets into character.
That's how she becomes Camila.
Wow.
And so then they also gave us nail polish. This one's Viva La Queen.
What color's the nail polish?
It's silver.
Silver glitter.
Oh. It's like diamonds.
All right.
And then I got a mirror. And I got some type of foundation makeup. Play wet dry eye color. We'll see how that goes. I'll try that next week. And then ooh, I'm going to have the nail people do this to me. I love my nail girl. She does an amazing job. I'm going to have her make it rain on.
Cute.
Oh, nice.
That's really cool.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to have that red lipstick and that red nail polish on, you're going to have to go salsa dancing.
I mean, I'm down. Let's go.
I mean, I'm down. It's like you're going to have to go.
Where are we going to go? Where are we going? I'm going right now.
Vida.
All right, done. Let's do it. All right. I want to go to La Descarga. I haven't been there yet. But that was awesome, and we're super excited to watch the rest of the season. And we also have one other little surprise for you guys.
That's our guy, Hemke Madera. There's a little video. He sent the message.
Hey, everybody. It's Hemke Madera here. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for your support. We love you all. And stay tuned for the rest of the season. It's a hell of a ride.
Oh, makes me so excited.
They're so amazing. Yeah. And if you guys didn't get to watch, they actually did a panel at the premiere the other night, and it was on Facebook Live, so I believe it's still probably on the Queen of the South page. Oh, mm-hmm. So if you want to listen to the Q&A, it was hosted by Rosie Cordero, who we actually had on our show last year. Hopefully we'll be having her again this year, maybe. And we may be having some special guests join us. We actually have someone joining us next week.
Oh, yeah.
So, dun, dun, dun.
Lots of delicious
delights.
Someone
we love to hate, and that's all I'll leave you with. We all didn't know where to go from there. Clearly we're like, It's like the stank eye of like, I smell something bad, but I don't know what to do.
My God.
Any last minute predictions? Because I know we're running out of time.
This is an easy prediction because we saw it at the end, but James is going to be on Teresa's side.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to see. I'm actually curious as to what happened with Weto right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like where?
Yeah.
Like he's gonna have to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Is he gonna have a haircut? I don't know.
Will she still want to be romantically involved with him after all of this? Now that she's becoming a queen of her own.
Do you think that James will come back in romantically? Absolutely. Like it will actually happen because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
No.
Like let's be real, it has not happened. They have not had any romantic.
I see it happening this season.
Mm.
Team James.
Team James all the way.
Okay.
I also am interested to see how long they stay in Malta, or if they have to go back to Dallas for something or someone that's going to get them closer to each other to bring the fight back on this soil.
Well, I mean, what if Camilla finds Tony and the lawyer's wife?
Maybe.
What happens if that... I mean,
but she doesn't. She's a fighter, though. Let me tell you. I want to find her character name as well because I'm losing it on currently. So sorry.
I will tell you this: Teresa's got to turn it around. She can no longer be the prey. She's got to be the predator.
Mm-hmm. Molly, no, not Molly. I'm sorry, Kellyanne. Awaken.
Yep.
Aachen something. I can't remember. But yes.
Yeah.
So Kellyanne and Tony.
Where are they? Will they become pawns?
Oh.
They probably will. I hope not.
But I mean,
I mean, he's the one that left the tracker in the phone. So he's a child. I mean, go figure. You would assume that something's going to give them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm just ready to see all the other favorite characters come back. I'm excited to see the gang come back.
Yeah.
I want to see them because I feel like they're the ones that are holding down the fort in Dallas right now.
I need to see another scene like that, like the train yard scene.
Yes.
You remember the train yard scene from
last
season?
Oh my God, that was so good. So good. Well, let us know your predictions and you guys leave us comments and commentary below. We definitely want to hear all of it. And we love you guys so much and we're excited for next week. Again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I'm Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers. And don't forget to subscribe to, all of our channels.
Yes.
I'm Jorge Payo, and you can find me at The El Jorge on all of my social media.
Ooh, that's a fun name.
Mm-hmm. I am The El Jorge.
The.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
All right, guys, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Cheers.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.